and drenching the Carolinas, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Landfalling as a Category 1 hurricane midday Friday, the storm largely spared Charleston, South Carolina, but not the coastal areas north of there.
Myrtle Beach, that's where one of the piers, of the four piers that were knocked out by this storm, was lost. And one of the hardest hit communities, about an hour and a half north of here, Pawleys Island, 4 miles long, this barrier island on the coast, absolutely inundated with water into homes, into businesses, causing a tremendous amount of damage. They lost their pier there as well.
Fox's Molly Lyon in Charleston. In Garden City, South Carolina, the storm surge was the highest since Hurricane Hugo in 1989. As Ian, which is now a subtropical cyclone, continues to dissipate, all tropical storm and storm surge watches and warnings have been canceled. Back in Florida, the massive task of rescue and recovery continues.
The sound of helicopters and ambulances is nonstop as rescue teams scour hundreds of island homes on a search for survivors. Ambulance convoys continue to evacuate nursing homes that have no running water.
Fox's Will Nunley. There are now 30 people known dead in the wake of the storm in Florida, some of them those who chose not to evacuate.
Those older homes that just aren't as strong built, they got washed into the sea, some of them. And so if you were hunkering down in that, that is something that I think would be very difficult to be survivable.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. President Biden condemning Russia's annexation of four occupied areas of Ukraine.
Biden announced new sanctions on anyone who supports the move politically or economically. But after Putin again escalated nuclear threats, the White House is keeping its planned response vague.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Wall Street ending the month and the third quarter lower, continuing a downward trend.
1,002. You take a look at the Dow, which fell into a bear market on Monday and was down 3% for the week, but 9% was the drop for the Dow of the month, 7% for the quarter, 21% year to date. And any hope that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will stop raising interest rates in the near future has been fading. That's sending bond yields higher and really leaving investors with few places to hide at this point. Big companies like FedEx have been hit with the reality of a slowing economy, which will cut into their profits, already cutting into their stock prices. I mean, FedEx was down 35% for the quarter. Some of the big tech stocks, like the parent companies of Google and Facebook, also had a very rough quarter.
It's Connell McShane of the Fox Business Network. The Dow dropped 500 points on Friday. NASDAQ lost nearly 162. The House has passed and President Biden has signed a stopgap funding bill to keep the government operating into mid-December. The old spending authority was to run out about an hour ago at the end of the fiscal year. Charges have been upgraded against the North Dakota man who's accused of the hit-skip death of teenager Kyler Ellingson earlier this month.
Shannon Brandt, a 41-year-old who prosecutors say admitted to fatally striking 18-year-old Kyler Ellingson with his SUV in McHenry earlier this month, charged with murder. Prosecutors dropping the initial charge of felony vehicular homicide, upgrading the charge. Brandt also charged with leaving the scene of a crash involving a death. Officials say he later returned to call 911, and according to an affidavit, he was given a breathalyzer test and had a blood alcohol level over 0.08. Brandt telling investigators he had a political argument with the teen at a local bar, claiming the victim was part of a Republican extremist group, but police say there is no evidence the case is political. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.